I could say the date now. Thursday night, our halacha about moving to Eretz Yisrael. Early Yud Ches Teves. Okay. In Eben Ezer, writes, a lot of times there are diunim between husband and wife about various things, and one of them is where to live, and there's halachas covering who can impose their will on the other one. Of course, hopefully, we always hope they could have an agreement together, but sometimes it doesn't work that way, and actually there are dinei Torah about such things. So one of them is where to live, and there's different klolim at the end of Ksubis, if you learn Mishnayos Ksubis maybe, or certainly the Gemara. Anyway, but Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, it maintains the adifus that it's given in the Mishnah, the quality that the Mishnah speaks of. In fact, one of the things when people always say that the Rambam holds no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is technically correct in terms of the minyan hamitzvahs, but it's also true that the Rambam paskens like the Mishnah in Ksubis, that if one party wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the other party doesn't, so they can impose their will. The other party is mechuyev to listen. What about if they don't want to listen? That's not for now. That's a whole inyan b'fnei atzmo. But al kaponim, in terms of halacha, they can impose their will to move to Eretz Yisrael, to move to Yerushalayim, in fact, also, which is what my wife wants to do. That's why, you know, people ask me. So I said, my wife wants to live there. I follow the halacha. You know, you have to move to Yerushalayim. So the word tekufos, so either the husband or the wife can impose their will, so to speak, if they want to, let's say, go to Eretz Yisrael. That's really, it could be very nogeya, even if the standard of living will be lower, and even if and it will be, and it depends, standard of physical living will be lower, even if she'll have to, these are from cases, even if she'll have to work in the house, do housework, and she's used to having help, maybe they won't be able to afford it in Eretz Yisrael, but still the din is that it maintains that adifus, and vice versa, if she wants to go and he doesn't, the word doros, the word kufos, were according to different shitas and rishonim, that was not the case. If you know any history, there were centuries where it was very, very dangerous to just even attempt to go there and to travel there, to make the trip. And Koshkein living there was fraught with sakana. So in those centuries, maybe for centuries, the din wasn't applied, or the Rishonim held it doesn't apply. But nowadays, it does, unless somebody takes the position it's a makom sakana, just like in the times of those Rishonim. So maybe there would be a din about that. I guess that's okay. The only difference is, and this is the davar behechlet, that if let's say going to Eretz Yisrael would entail having to take staka, then it does not have an adifus. If a person's earning their way out in Chutz Laretz and coming to Eretz Yisrael the way it looks, it'll necessitate taking staka, then the halacha says there's no adifus to that, and you cannot impose your will on the other one to go if it'll entail that. Okay.